This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Littell Gilmore, Appellant, decided June 24th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, number 8112724. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis, versus G, cause number 82322, CR0YAN11830-1, Littell Gilmore, Honorable Scott A. Milliken, Appellant. Filed June 24, 2025. Introduction, Littell Gilmore, Defendant. Appeals the Circuit Court's judgment after a jury found him guilty of 3 counts of first-degree statutory sodomy, 2 counts of first-degree statutory rape, and tampering with a witness. Defendant raises 2 points on appeal. In point Y, defendant argues the circuit court plainly erred by violating his due process and confrontation rights when admitting SC's victim out-of-court statements made during a forensic interview. In point 2, defendant argues the circuit court plainly erred by violating section 491.0075.1 when admitting these same statements. 1. This court holds defendant waived his constitutional confrontation claim because he did not raise it at the earliest possible opportunity. Even if this claim were not waived, it lacks merit. Point I is denied. This court further holds victim's out-of-court statements had sufficient 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2 indicia of reliability presented at the Chapter 491 hearing, and the circuit court did not plainly err in admitting them at trial. Point 2 is denied. The circuit court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural history. Because defendant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support his convictions, the facts viewed in the light most favorable to the judgment are: in November 2017, victim was 10 years old when she disclosed to her math teacher that defendant, whom she believed was her father, had touched her inappropriately when she was 8 or 9 years old. Defendant was incarcerated when victim disclosed the touching. The day after her disclosure, Tammy Hackworth, a children's division investigator, interviewed victim at her school. Victim told Hackworth her dad touched her inappropriately, but she did not go into detail about what she meant. Victim told Hackworth she was asleep when he touched her. When she woke up, defendant was running from the room. Hackworth contacted law enforcement, and the matter was assigned to Detective George Henry, detective. December 2017, CAC interview. In December 2017, shortly after victim turned 11, detectives scheduled a forensic interview at the Child Advocacy Center, CAC, for victim. On December 12, 2017, victim posted on social media. 2. Okay, everybody, it's time to speak up. It's a time in my life where I was raped by someone who I thought was my biological dad, but turns out to be he's my stepdad, and this happened in 2015, and my mom was at work. And she worked from 3 p.m. to 12 p.m. and I was asleep and I felt some touching all over my body and I said stop and I didn't see nothing. And then the second time he came in, I seen that he was naked and I said, I'm telling Momo when get here. And he said, if you tell anybody, I'm gonna kill you, your mama and your sister. And I said, I'm not telling now. Can you leave me alone? And he stopped and then it started all over again for then whole 2015 and half of 2016. But he got in jail for some, I don't know. And he calls me all the time asking me, do I want to go to a hotel when he get out and turn my phone on? Do not disturb and have sex with me, and he want me to have his baby. 2. The spelling, punctuation, and syntax are quoted directly from the social media post. 3. On December 19, 2017, Beverly Tucker, a CAC forensic interviewer with 22 years experience, interviewed victim while Hackworth and detective observed from a separate room. Victim told Tucker something had happened to her. She told 2 friends, wrote down what happened, and gave the paper to her math teacher. Victim said she wrote about something defendant did more than once when she was multiple ages, but she was 9 years old the last time something happened. Victim did not elaborate further. Because victim made no substantial disclosures during this interview, the case was inactivated. In September 2018, defendant was released from incarceration. In October 2018, victim called 911 and told the dispatcher her mother was with a man who had raped her before, and she did not feel safe. Victim stated defendant raped her 2 or 3 years ago. The 911 call prompted detective to reactivate his investigation, and he scheduled another CAC interview with Tucker. January 2019 CAC interview. After being removed from her mother's care, victim had a second CAC interview with Tucker in January 2019. Victim told Tucker she came to talk about child sexual abuse because that's what happened to me. Victim said this happened more than